Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. Check us out on Facebook and also on Twitter at 99.3 ESPN. Glad you could be with us here. I just stepped outside. I'm running out of adjectives for the weather around here. What are we doing indoors?
Good.
What are we doing? Why? Good?
It's an adjective.
It's good weather.
It's good weather.
Sublime.
Was actually Sum 41, not Sublime, that we were playing right there.
Did you do that by accident? That by accident?
Wow, I did totally. You think I would know that song?
How about that?
Wow, I didn't know the group.
Nice job.
Wow.
Pete Shepherd. You know, your brain synapses are firing today, which is good because later on this hour.
That was not Sublime. That was Sum 41.
Oh, see, I got excited.
I didn't even know that was the name of a song.
That was the name of a band.
Oh, that too.
Well, Pete's neurons are still firing. He's got Wikipedia, the debut of a new segment where you can win a free round of golf here today.
Real quick. Are we carrying Red Sox tonight or Everblades?
They're postponed.
Blades.
Yeah, Red Sox got postponed.
They're postponed.
Why?
Lucky you.
Because it's freaking snowing.
They're scared to take on the Detroit Tigers. That's why.
Pouring rain up there again.
Don't laugh at the Tigers. They're starting five.
Yeah.
ERA in... 2.11. What are they? Saw some stats on them today. Just spectacular.
We're scary good.
You really are. Like the pitching that the Tigers roll out every day, it's funny.
Although that's what we were saying about the Rays until this weekend.
The problem is, though, you got Minnesota and Cleveland ahead of you.
Don't worry. We'll handle them.
We
got it.
Right there.
It's all good. All right, so, yeah, well, your chance to win a free round of golf coming up in a little bit with Wikipedia. It's kind of a stump Pete kind of game, so that's fun. We'll do that. In fact, the round of golf will be at Edgeridge in Fort Myers. But first, it's time for another.
Eagle Ridge. Did I mistype?
I'll go ahead and blame you. 50-50.
Okay. All right. My fault, huh?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's Eagle Ridge?
Eagle.
Well, that's what I wrote. What did I say?
Edge. Edgeridge doesn't make a lot of sense. Eagle Ridge.
You know what? A young Craig Sheeman used to do play-by-play for an Edge. No, it was Edgewood. Never mind. You know what? Let's get on to more important things, like this Sports Center Rundown.
Two teams in the NBA tonight can go for sweeps. 8 o'clock on TNT, the Bucks look to take out the Pistons. That's followed by the Rockets trying to take out the Utah Jazz. On to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. 2 game 6s. Caps at Hurricanes Washington with a 3-2 lead in that series. And the Predators in Dallas. Dallas up 3-2 there. And a game you can hear on 99.3 ESPN tonight. Blades hosting the Jacksonville Icemen. Blades hold a 3-2 series lead there.
All right. How do you like that? Go off like Kirk Cousins. How do you like that?
John Gruden has just spoken in the last 3 minutes. Michael David Smith, Pro Football Talk, has it.
Yes.
Courtesy of via Scott Baer, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
John Gruden said his team could do anything in the draft. We are wide open. Quote, we are wide open to moving up. We are wide open to moving back. We are wide open to just sitting there and taking a guy that falls in our lap. I added the in our lap because it rhymes, but he actually said that falls to us.
Wow.
But it sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. We are wide open to moving up. We are wide open to moving back. I will not eat green eggs and ham.
I like it. And they sent their entire scouting staff home because of confusion and distrust.
Oh, yeah, distrust. Yeah. There you go.
Layock said, that's what I love about it. We could move up, and you've got to know what you are trying to do and how you are trying to do it. You can try to increase your draft capital by moving down, or you stay the same. And four of the first 35 picks gives you an opportunity to consider all those scenarios multiple times. Does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Got all day to sit on this, all week.
I don't know.
239 Toot, checking in on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Says, my wife doesn't believe that you guys have my nickname. Shout out, please.
Mrs. Toot?
You got it.
We have it.
Your boy is Toot.
Lady, you will now be referred to, your wife will be referred to as Lady Toot.
Mrs. Toot?
Or her, how about her, since we're in Game of Thrones mode, her Grace. Grace? Her Grace.
Toot Grace. Toot Grace. Grace Toot.
Yeah. Me lady?
Are we going to do another segment on yet another episode that covered nothing last night?
If you didn't tear up last night when Brienne of Toth got knighted, my gosh! Like
I didn't think
she got knighted. I thought she got bedded. I got my chicks mixed up.
That Jamie did it.
First woman in the history of the planet to be knighted.
Yep.
Fact.
Really?
Look it up. Brienne of Toth.
Really? Is she the same?
By Jamie Lannister.
By Jamie.
Is she the same young lass that
she's an Amazon.
Horizontal.
She's 7 feet.
Yeah.
She's
an Amazon.
She is.
Oh, okay. Wow.
She could end up being sitting out the
You know spot. She's in Star Wars.
Yes. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Is she an Amazon there, too?
No,
she's smaller size.
No, she's just a...
Is she naturally big as an actress?
Yes.
Or
she's a big woman,
She's tall
and big. Not fat. She's just...
She's tall and big.
She's big.
She's
like Xena the Princess Warrior big? Like, 6'4", maybe...
Taller.
190?
Yeah, like Isis.
Isis was small. That lady...
Anytime I can bring up Isis, the superhero, I do.
Isis, the superhero versus Isis, the bad guys.
The bad guys.
Over in the,
There's only one Isis. That's the superhero.
I wish.
There's not only one Isis.
I wish you were correct, Pete, but you are wrong.
That I will talk about. I'm going to... Talk about
but Brianna
of Toth, you're right. That was another the fact that Jamie did it. So yeah, it's
a knight can knight a knight.
Yeah,
who knew?
Really,
yes. A knight can knight a knight.
Wow,
I did not know that.
I didn't know that. Nobody knew that.
Jamie knew it.
Yeah,
Kingslayer.
So am I right? The second episode is like the first one, much to do about nothing, and now we've only got six precious episodes left.
No, what we all know is, in the case, because you have a new audience at 4 o'clock, what everybody, the whole planet is talking about is the Gendry Arya sex scene that happened where everybody was just screaming because we all feel like she's part of our family. Like, don't do it! And she's 18 in the show. She's 22 in real life. But that threw everybody... For a little bit of a loop.
How old's the dude?
And Gendry is Robert Baratheon's last remaining bastard. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. He's older.
Is he like
she's 18 in the show,
closer to Jon Snow's age.
Yeah, I'd say he's like in late 20s, mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
But they've had a little flirtation.
So
thing
it was inappropriate.
He had been with three women prior to her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In the biblical
now,
sense.
Now, what if everybody dies and she's pregnant? My guess is she's pregnant.
There's a Baratheon Stark kid right there.
Right, boom, I'm telling you.
How about that?
Is that with white eyes or not white eyes?
I think she will be, by the end of this, in the next six episodes, she will be with child. I'm absolutely convinced of it. Somehow, some way.
Hmm.
But next week, you're going to start seeing some real action, some real fighting, and there's going to be some characters that you love in this series that are going to die. There's no doubt about it.
Craig, as much as I like to give you a hard time on this Game of Thrones thing,
I'm right. Aren't I?
Last night was pretty much a continuation of the first episode of the season.
So I made a good decision on time management to not watch.
You made a good decision not to watch because you don't have HBO.
Well, yeah.
So you would have a difficult time watching had you wanted to watch. Right.
Yeah.
But yes, I wanted a little action last night, and not the kind of action that we were just talking about. I wanted real fighting. I wanted human on White Walker crime. I wanted this to get down and dirty, bring out the dragon glass, bring out the...
no dragon glass, no dragons, no Cersei last night.
No Cersei last night either.
Dragons nowhere to be found.
Give me dragon glass, Valyrian steel, a White Walker, and his dead army.
Yeah.
Just give me that next episode. That's all I want out of the next episode. 90 minutes of fighting, I'd be cool with it.
Now why is this episode 90 and some are like 60 and some are 65?
Because there's that much action that has to be packed in.
Yeah, I thought this one would be longer as well, and it wasn't.
It was longer. It's dragged on forever.
There were some very cool scenes. I mean, there's at least seven Oh My Gods last night for me.
That's what your wife said, because she counts them.
Yeah, she does. She yells at me in the other room. 239 says, Lone Duke fan checking in case you want to talk sports. You can tell all the listeners that Duke
got Cassius Duke basketball.
Cassius Stanley today, which gives us the number one recruiting class again, which will probably end in another Sweet 16 or Elite Eight heartbreak.
Well, I'm glad you said it because I was right there behind you, huh? Why don't you try having a winning record against the University of North Carolina in a season, Duke? Why don't you try it? It's a real hoot. It's awesome to be on the right side of a rivalry.
Wow.
One shoe blows out and your season goes up in flames.
Kind of did.
Who made it further in the tournament?
IU.
Does it matter?
I'm just asking.
Second, third, fourth,
I'm just asking.
68th, even 70th.
They could have lost.
You're either first or your first place loser.
Guess how many banners are being hung?
None.
Bingo.
None.
They both lost on the same night, didn't they?
No. Carolina lost in the Saturday, Sweet 16. I think right. Duke lost on the Elite Eight.
They did
to Michigan State.
Michigan State, yeah.
Well, he's now known as Lone Duke fan.
Oh, good job.
He's on the board. Hey, as long as we're talking about college athletics, may we fire up the police blotter, please? As you know, we like to keep track of the SEC versus the rest of the field. Right now, the SEC has a 6-2 lead overall.
It's not a real cop.
Yeah, don't slow down or pull over to the right on I-75 if the sound effect troubles you. Here we go.
That's the fake cop.
There we go. Father like son, Kansas State receiver Hunter Risen was arrested Friday for domestic battery, according to the Riley County, Kansas Police Department. Risen faces a charge of domestic battery to a family/person in a dating relationship. I didn't know that was an actual charge, but that's what it says here. He is free on a $1,000 bond. The 20-year-old was indefinitely suspended from the team for a violation of team and departmental policy on Saturday. The school did not provide further explanation of the suspension. Risen, a redshirt sophomore, transferred from Michigan State and sat out last season. His freshman year, he played 12 games for Sparty, 19 receptions, 224 yards, and probably left because he's not as good as his old man, former Michigan State and NFL wide receiver, Andre Risen. How about that? So we put that on the board. SEC still with a commanding 6-3 lead versus the field on offseason arrests. Some other college football news over the weekend. Mark Richt reiterating his plans to not return to coaching ever. However, Tate Martell did look good in the final spring scrimmage over the weekend.
Which, by the way, if I'm going to be fair, you know, we ripped Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
Miami had, they said, 9,000 people. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the play on the field. And
no, I mean, I have not seen any highlights of the play on the field. I have to go back to the webpage. But they only had about 9,000 at Hard Rock for that.
Tate Martell has not looked good this spring.
He hasn't, but no, I guess no. He looked good. I guess
just here at
just
the
this
end,
last
he
day he
but,
did.
But okay, he had one good, you know.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I mean, Miami fans, they don't travel well. I'm not surprised they didn't sell out a spring game on a beautiful spring. No, they don't.
Depends.
The flag from heaven against Ohio State, there was like 80% Ohio State fans and 20% Miami.
No, I don't travel as well as Buckeye Nation.
Yeah.
Well, a few do.
Second largest nation in the country.
I think it's tough.
Other than the nation?
You're playing a spring game at Hard Rock, right?
Iowa Hawkeye Nation, man. Massive. Massive fan base. Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Huge.
A lot of Hawkeye fans
they're
around
Iowa.
Here.
What do they got to?
That's it, man. No. They're Iowa. That's it.
It's a proud program.
Ohio, you've got like real cities and stuff. Iowa.
You got
by the
nothing.
Way, I just saw this and condolence.
Bunch of corn.
Reggie Cobb passed away.
Yeah.
Reggie Cobb.
50.
Tennessee Vol. 50 Speaking years old. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He was a really good running back in the day for Tampa Bay.
He was.
Green Bay, Jacksonville. Played for the Jets. But he was.
Cause of death not known, right?
No, he was really good at Tennessee. He was. Real good player.
Yeah, he was.
And real good player for the Buccaneers for a lot of years, too.
That's too bad.
50 years old.
Wow. Any relation to Randall?
I don't know that.
I don't know.
I don't know, but he was a scout for the 49ers the last decade.
Got to fact check that. Ohio State quarterback Matthew Baldwin entering the transfer portal. Yet another player that doesn't want to compete with Justin Fields for the job since they appear to have already handed it to him. First day of spring football, he's out.
Psychologically damaged. I there's something wrong. Justin's too powerful. I can't take it. I need to go somewhere.
He was 20 of 36 for 246 and 2 TDs and 2 interceptions in the spring game and then bounced the next day.
Good numbers.
I mean, you
not the two picks, but.
No. Yeah.
Well, decent numbers.
He's no Justin Fields. Don't want to compete.
I don't know what Justin Fields is.
I don't either.
I don't either.
The most action I saw him was 4th and 10 in the SEC championship game where he was the up man running a sneak.
Here's Justin Fields' numbers in the spring game.
They didn't let him throw last year at Georgia.
Didn't let him throw in the spring game either. 4 of 13.
Oh,
yuck.
Now, one of them was a 98-yard touchdown bomb to Benjamin Victor.
By the way, I saw some of the Georgia spring game. Did you see what they did for the officials?
No.
It was hysterical. You got to go. Sean McDonough. Sean McDonough was one of the back judges.
Oh, that's great.
Or the referee.
No player safety, huh?
SEC Network.
Booger.
No, no, not Booger.
Peter.
No,
Kevin.
No.
Paul.
No, the other ones that have the show. McSorley.
Not McSorley. Greg McElroy.
Not Greg McElroy. The other guy. For God's sakes.
Rogers. Jordan Rogers.
No, not
I
Rogers.
Think we're going to have a really easy time with Stump Wikipedia.
Throwing out a lot of names, have I not, from the SEC Network?
No, the guys
Peter
are
Burns.
Funny. The guy, not Peter Burns. No. But
got to have Peter on.
Yeah.
Wow, it is time. It's been a while.
What's his name?
I don't
funny
know.
Guys, he's thin.
No, yeah, you do.
He's got the goatee.
Yeah, you do.
You do know. You absolutely do know. Hang on. Give me 2 seconds. This is really.
I can't help it.
I cannot. This is really, really aggravating me. This is because they're funny guys, and it was a funny broadcast. Cause he was a bad. He could barely. He was running. He was one placing the ball all the time. He was being the referee. He had a hard time. He was running out of breath every single play.
While you're looking that up, I will tell you that
I don't even know where to start.
I'll tell you in 2 seconds.
Peyton Manning has decided not to do Monday Night Football. The story is
Tom Hart.
He's got a bigger role with ESPN. Doesn't want to do Monday Night Football because the word is he doesn't. They got 2 Giants games this year. Doesn't want to do games where his brother is playing in. So
that's fair.
Is it?
That's fair. No, that's fair. If you're Peyton and you don't need the job,
yeah,
it's an easy out.
Because okay.
Because I don't want to.
That's what it is.
I'm not going to sit up in the booth and be critical of my brother. And I don't think you can ask somebody to do that. Even though you did ask Gruden to do that about Jay,
and he didn't really do it, did he?
No.
Exactly.
In fact, teams were wary when they were going up against the Redskins on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, no doubt. Pete 239 says getting old stinks, huh?
Well, guy says, can somebody give Pete a picture menu?
Marty Smith.
Hey!
Marty Smith.
Yeah, he was hysterical. Yeah, he's a riot. I love him. He's a riot. Gotta get him on too.
Good job.
But it was just funny because, and Kirby was having a good time with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to. I mean, that program. Getting close here recently, but no points for second.
First place loser.
If I were him, I would never punt again. Forget fake punts. Just never do it.
I mean, you think about it. He's lost the last game of the season 2 years in a row.
Ouch.
He really has.
Yeah, but when you...
No, he absolutely
has. Single-handedly. Sorry.
But can't you say that almost all good teams actually lose their last
Florida didn't last
not
year.
Not in a fake punt.
How'd that work out? Michigan? Go Gators.
That was awesome. Oh, that was a
that was a beatdown.
Which one was worse? I think Ohio State was a little bit worse, but that was close. I mean, Ohio State butt whipping was just, you know,
Pete,
methodical.
954 says, hey, Pete, early bird specials. Look who's eating at 6 o'clock.
I got the Wonderlic scores for the top quarterbacks, if this means anything.
Who's the smartest quarterback, Pete?
Ryan Finley, he got a 43, but he
not
had
surprising.
A retest.
Oh, not Daniel Jones.
What about
from
Daniel Jones from Duke?
Was second at 37. Will Greer, third at 30. Jared Stidham from Auburn, 27. Drew Locke from Missouri, 26. Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State, 25. Tyree Jackson from Buffalo.
Buffalo,
25. Kyler Murray, 20.
He's still the lowest. Well, no, because there have been some like record lows. I remember Vince Young got a Wonderlic score of like a 5.
Yeah, I don't think Vince was.
No, but it kind of showed you that Vince, off the field, wasn't gonna.
All right, listen to these.
Do
from
the work
last year.
in the workbook and in the playbook.
Here's some from last year. Josh Allen with Wyoming, 37.
Genius.
Josh Rosen. 29.
Well, he thought he was smart.
Sam Darnold, 28. Baker, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, 13. No, again, some of these questions, if you ever, you can Google, you can take a Wonderlic test.
Like, say the months of the year backwards.
No. It's like not. It's better.
No, they are. That was a question, I think.
No, it's like name the eighth month of the year.
Yeah.
Oh.
August.
Fast.
Yeah.
September.
But they have
that's
that.
Nine.
There's some math problems that I've had. I've said we've done it before. You might have to take an extra second or two to jot some things down for math problems. But overall, it's tough to mess the Wonderlic test up. But it just—I'm telling you—it just goes to show you that it's just the basics. And you ask a lot of these high-profile Division I athletes, a lot of them, and professional athletes,
yeah,
say, "Go fill out a check, write me a check for $10." They don't know how to do it.
They don't know how to do it. The other weekend when my shower got all messed up and I had to have the plumber come over,
right? Had a stroke of check.
Messed up
the check.
Yep.
Misspell his name.
No, wrote the name on the dollar line, wrote the dollar line to pay the order
I've
of.
I've done that so many times.
Out of the 10,000 checks I've written in my lifetime, I've done that once or twice.
And it just, it gets to you.
Yeah.
It really does. So now next time, I haven't had to write a check since then because, you know,
go online. Everything's
it's
online.
Checks.
Yeah.
And who does that? But anyway, like, I'm going to be a little gun shy the next time I go and pull out the checkbook and have to, you know, put pen to paper.
You still write 2018 and the date?
Nope.
Good.
I get good with that because I date stuff every day.
Yeah.
To save audio files for the show and that sort of thing. Like, I'm always dash 19. Now, it takes about a month.
Yeah, it does take about a month.
By the Super Bowl, though, dialed in.
That's good. That's good. All right, boys and girls, the nation awaits. We are getting closer and closer to our debut episode of Wikipedia, where we stump Pete. That's all coming up in just a couple minutes, and a round of golf online there. Later on, I got to tell you, in some NBA talk, Kevin Durant taking his shot at Adele. I'll tell you what that's all about when we come back in a little bit.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up later on this hour, Wikipedia. That's right, we're going to stump Pete. Maybe not. Maybe we won't stump Pete.
We'll see.
There could be the prizes on the line. We'll give you your opportunity to join in on that. I'll have more details in just a few moments. Got a couple different Hollywood type stories for you here. Twipe. I'd never heard that word before. First of all, before I get into my Kevin Durant story about Adele, I remember seeing something, I don't know if it was TMZ or what, Nicolas Cage got married again, right? The actor.
For like a second, right?
Yeah. got married a month ago. Lasted 4 days.
Okay.
She wants full spousal support.
Good for her. Shoot or shoot.
She sure does. She sure does.
When you ask for it, what's the worst they could say? No. I'll meet you in the middle at 25 and we'll call it a day.
Right. But she's one of these types that's she's been keeping notes. She's ready for this. Gold digger.
Yeah.
Because after he said, well, maybe we should annul this. And he said, well, let's do this the right way. You know, slow down a little
mm-hmm.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, no, that is proof that there was an actual relationship in place. And she's using it against him now.
Mm.
And now filing for the big time money.
Mm.
Wow.
Whew, man. Speaking of shoot.
Prenup, right?
Well, apparently not in this case.
But you should have one in place if you're one Nick Cage.
I would think so. And he's had financial problems in the past before.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He's been married before.
I think more than once.
Those go hand in hand most of the time.
And he is bankrupt, or was before at one time.
No Jeff Bezos.
No, not at all.
Still swimming in it.
You get a divorce, and you're still the richest man on earth. And,
yeah.
But now your wife is like the fourth richest woman in the world getting half of your...
No.
Number one?
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Top of the list.
Wow.
I guess he's shopping right now in New York City for a nice bachelor pad.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why bachelor pad? Because he's getting married to Laura Sanchez.
Oh, is he? I don't know. I just saw that he was real estate shopping.
She was.
What's her name? Marissa Sanchez?
Laura Sanchez, former news anchor at KCAL 9 Los Angeles. Doing a little research here on the show. Yeah, upgrade.
What
picture?
Whoa, hold on.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
Hold on. I've got like there's a lot of Laura Sanchez's out there apparently.
Yeah. Okay, type in Laura Sanchez and Jeff Bezos.
Jeff.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, fine.
Do you have a? I'm just speaking out loud here. You got a full body shot?
No.
Get one. Before you speak?
Yeah, I mean, look, she looks good. I'm just saying.
Is she worth
400 mil or whatever it was?
Yeah, right,
no.
Right. Okay. All right. To each his own.
400 mil.
A big step up from.
Mrs. Bezos?
Bezos? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. On to my next story before any trouble happens around here.
Trouble can come from that conversation.
Of course not. That's why I'm ending it now. That's why I'm ending it now, Chris. So, Kevin Durant has long been a fan of Adele. Apparently, he's got a lot of her
Love
music
Adele.
In the. Who doesn't like Adele?
She's awesome,
right?
Everybody likes Adele.
I think everybody likes Adele. Mm-hmm. Well, Adele, her marriage has come to an end. Unfortunately for her. Yeah.
Skyfall.
Oh, she's going to have a great album on the way now.
Yeah, that's good material.
Nothing writes an album like heartbreak.
Exactly.
That's what I found in my personal life.
As soon as she announced her divorce, Kevin Durant started following her on Instagram and Twitter and all that. You know, Chris's old saying, shoot or shoot. I think he's going to take a shot. And Kevin Durant has...
She can do better.
She can do better.
She can.
I agree.
All that drama around KD.
She doesn't like drama. You know, she's awesome, in the spotlight.
The
she likes to kind of be behind the scenes a little bit and every once in a while go crank out a concert because she's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kevin Durant going to take a shot. Following her on Instagram now.
You know, everybody talks about how Adele is such a great singer and all that. And she is. That's not why I'm throwing this out there. But she's the best person to sing along with in the car.
Why? You think you can hang with her in the car?
Oh, I know it. I have to be singing alongside of her, almost like a duet.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Let's explore
Skyfall on. She won an Oscar for that. Which
okay,
is
I can't
great...
do Skyfall?
Yeah.
How about Hello?
Hello? I think anybody could do Hello.
Yeah, Set Fire to the Rain? Crush it.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Everybody sings with Adele when her song comes on in the car.
It does happen a lot.
Everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
What's That's your favorite song to sing when she's on? Windows down.
No, hold on. What is it?
I think Hello's pretty good. It's up there.
Yeah, I love Skyfall.
I mean, as opposed to, you know, like a dude could sing those songs. It's not like you're singing It's Raining Men or, you know, when a... I don't know. You know what I'm going with this? I'm just saying, you got to be careful. Like
like
Shania Twain, Feel Like a Natural Woman, pretty snappy beat, but you don't want to be caught singing it.
Great song.
Chris, the floor is yours. I want to hear you.
I'm not singing right now.
You just talked up your game. I just wanted to set the table with everybody.
Here comes. I'm not doing it right now.
Why not?
Because I'm not doing it right now. I'm not going to subjectigate myself like that.
I sing all the time on this show.
Yeah, and he's horrible. You're much better.
Most of the time.
Not a good singer.
You just said you were awesome a minute ago.
I am in my car by myself.
You're in a little studio by yourself.
Put Shallow on. Watch me do Bradley Cooper's part. I'll nail it.
Oh.
Every time. Great song. Oscar.
I heard it again this weekend.
Channel-winning song.
Get out of here, Wig. Yes, you do.
What did Wig say?
Said not everybody. Everybody sings to this.
I don't, but I like it.
I don't sing to this one.
I don't know the words enough.
I don't know the words enough.
No.
Skyfall, I love.
All the lyrics. Why do you like Skyfall so much? It's an overrated movie.
No, it's not an overrated movie. It's the best James Bond movie ever made. Number one, fact. Number two, I don't say that lightly for me. To each his own. There's no right or wrong. For me, I thought it was the greatest James Bond movie ever made. And I think there's so many great James Bond songs that have won Oscars, many, but that is right up there.
I get my mix up. Which James Bond played James Bond?
Daniel Craig. And it's not even the best Daniel Craig James Bond.
You can't put Daniel Craig in any of the best James Bonds
ever. Yes, you can. Absolutely can. I know Sean Connery and Roger Moore.
There you go. You didn't even say the one. It was Pierce.
Stop Pierce Bronson.
Wait, absolutely.
Give me a break. Stop it. What was he in, two?
Well, he was in like four of them. And the one with Halle Berry.
That's where it ends.
Stop it right now.
Diamonds Are Forever, best one. Look it up.
Right now, it's late in the show. Put it on the poll. Put all four James Bonds on there. Which is the best one?
Well, Sean Connery's going to win. I think Roger Moore will give him a run for the money. No, he won't, because Roger Moore was more of a comedic Bond, and I loved Roger Moore. I like them all. I just think Daniel Craig, really, I like the way he portrayed the character the best, and I love what he did especially Skyfall.
Who's next, by the way?
Sorry, I meant Die Another Day.
That's a good one.
No,
it's a great one. What are you talking about?
The song sucked. Madonna did that song. That was the worst Bond song.
What song?
Die Another Day. I believe the theme song for that was done by Madonna, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, who did A View to a Kill?
A View to a Kill was Duran Duran.
A View to a Kill was Duran Duran.
That was good.
Yep.
Let's see here.
As I said, number one, Goldfinger. This is Esquire ranking James Bonds.
Well, Goldfinger.
Number two, Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
Best Daniel Craig James Bond movie out.
I disagree.
Filmed in the Bahamas.
I disagree.
Sorry.
That's the first one he made. Actually, it's good, and it's a great poker movie, too.
It's a really good poker movie.
Great poker movie. I like that very much. I just like Skyfall better. But Casino Royale was excellent.
So he's done three James Bonds, I think.
I believe so.
He's done Quantum of Solace.
Yep.
Solace, whatever it is. That one was bad.
No, he's doing one more.
Is he doing one more?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Are we putting it on the poll or not?
I don't know how to word it.
No, who's the best James Bond and put the four on there? Daniel Craig and Roger Moore and Sean Connery and Pierce Brosnan.
Or what's his name? Lazarus, who did one. That's a great documentary, by the way. The guy that did the one James Bond movie.
I don't know.
Ted Lazarus, I think is his name.
We'll leave him off.
No, I know. It's a documentary out called Becoming Bond. Sean Connery, they all, I like them all, but to me, Daniel Craig. One, Connery, two. I love the letter. Roger Moore, Moonraker, Octopussy. Great, great stuff in there. Hmm. Great. The backgammon scene when they're in India is absolutely hysterical. Roger Moore. He steals the Fabergé egg. Roger Moore. He goes back to M.
The Fabergé egg. That's right. So
he goes, what does he do when he discovers it's a fake, Commander? He complains. It's great stuff.
Did Ocean 13 lift the Fabergé egg plot?
I forget. They might have. Yeah.
And then it was a fake and all that kind of stuff.
There's some great lines in that. Great lines. And Roger Moore was more of the comedy Bond guy, but.
813, the best James Bond have to be the perfect blend of swamp and coolness. Craig and Connery are the best. Oh, thank you. Oh, he's not talking about me.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
There's no definitive to me right or wrong here because there's so many. They all played so many good ones, but I like Daniel Craig the best.
You know, James Bond movies are. I've gone to see
George Lazarus. Yes,
I've gone to see several of them in the movie theaters with all the excitement and the release. But they're never ones I go back and see a second time.
Oh,
in
God.
Many cases, I don't know why that is. That's just
It's like Mission Impossible's too. Like I never go back to see, but on cable, I'll watch them.
Yeah, interesting.
Over.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to debut a new segment called Wikipedia. And it's, Wiki Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to stump Pete Shepard. Got some golf on the line at a round of golf at Eagle Ridge in Fort Myers. So what do we want to do? Caller number 9 during the break?
You're going to explain how this is going to go so people get it.
I think what we're going to do here.
All right, so here's what's going to happen, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've got a theme for today.
Yes.
This theme is the Avengers movies.
Okay. Oh,
bring
it. It's the Marvel Comic Universe, yeah. I should say, okay. Because it encompasses all of it.
Okay.
Three questions.
Yes.
You get two right, you win a prize.
Yes.
You don't get two right, tough luck, pal.
Two right altogether or two more than him?
No, two right. So here's how it's going to go. Three questions. You get to answer first.
The caller.
It's yours.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, question goes to Pete. Pete could rack up here with a lot of free golf.
But I can't
Pete
say.
Pete gets the golf?
Yeah, but I can't get it. Like if they get it right, I can't say. Then we go
no,
to a different question.
If they get it right, yeah. They get the point.
Yeah.
Okay. You, the listener, gets the point.
Yep.
All right.
First to two wins.
Okay. Sounds good.
Ball's in your court.
Wikipedia next. Oh, you forgot Timothy Dalton. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, compete with Pete. Wikipedia next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Our brand new game that we play each and every day. We solicited caller number 9 during the break, and we have... It's David, right? Did I get it right? Yes.
Yeah, David.
David, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Dave.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Where you at? Where you from?
I'm actually from the Naples area. Okay. Fort Myers now.
All right, sweet. Very good. All right, so listen closely. I've got a grand total of three questions. The first one between you and Pete to get two right is the winner. I've got 18 holes at Eagle Ridge in Fort Myers up for grabs. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
The first question, and again, David, you will get to answer first. If not, then Pete will get his chance.
And every day is a theme, and today is Avengers.
All right, here we go.
Better be a nerd.
What is the name of the rainbow-colored bridge featured in Thor and Thor 2 connecting Asgard and Midgard?
Oh, my God. I just watched. Oh, my God. God, I can't think of it right now. I'm going to have to...
All right, you officially pass. We'll try Pete Shepherd on this. Okay, hang tight. Hang tight.
Oh, God.
Pete Shepherd.
Bless it. This is a tough one. Man, that's on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not going to get out of the Sheeman Bridge.
Wrong, sir!
That's a great question.
All right.
It got destroyed, too.
That was a good question.
Yeah, you know it.
I know it.
By the way, it's the Bifrost, everybody. That would be the Bifrost.
Oh, God. But the name of the bridge was Bifrost?
Yeah.
Fact.
Oh, God, I thought
Never fear. We have two more questions.
All right.
All right. Here we go. David, you ready for question number two?
I'm ready.
Who played the Hulk before Mark Ruffalo?
Ed Norton.
Damn it.
Got it. Yes. All right. Ding, ding, ding. We need a ding and a buzzer.
Yeah.
We're working it out. It's the first one. All right. So you got one right now. So we go to question three. And if David gets this, he gets a round of golf. All right.
Yeah.
Here's question number three. What Eastern European fictitious country was devastated at the end of Avengers Age of Ultron?
Slovakia.
Say it again?
Slovakia?
Fictional.
Oh.
You're so close.
You are close.
Oh, my. No hitting.
Oh, my God. I can't think of it.
Pete Shepherd, do you know?
Yeah, I do. And gets.
Oh, no.
It's not a fictional place.
Oh,
I think it is.
I don't think so.
Because he said Slovakia, correct?
Slovakia is real.
That's real.
That's not the answer we're looking for here.
Oh, this is... It begins
Pete Shepherd, what Eastern European fictitious country?
I've only seen the movie a gazillion times.
It's devastated
floating
the
in
Avengers,
the sky.
Age of Ultron.
This is not my fault. It sounds like Croatia, but it's not. It's... Oh, God, this is... Oh, this is so bad!
You know it, Pete.
I know it! Hold on!
Chris, what are we doing? Nobody wins.
I don't know.
You got to come up with a bonus
question.
Well,
no. Here's what happened. We got David at least answered one question, right?
Yeah,
so he's going to be the
leader?
De facto winner.
Does he get like a consolation prize of a Sheeman and Shepherd t-shirt? I mean, what do we do? We got to work out the bugs live on the air.
Okay. Timer's run out. That would be...
Give me 5 seconds. Give me the second letter. I've already lost. Just give me the second letter.
All right. We can't swear on the air out of disappointment. Both Pete and the contestant, please.
I said,
maintain your decorum.
Darn it.
So David won?
I don't know.
Yes,
I thought he had to get two right.
You got no. He just has to win.
All right, Dave, you win. You
Congratulations,
win.
David.
Good job, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, hang on the line. Hang on the line.
Could have gone even earlier, the Hulk, the first Hulk, and that movie stunk, but the first one was not Christian Bale, but it was another guy that played.
All right, guys, I think all in all,
good.
Success.
So we like it. The music you picked was perfect.
Excellent. Good music, right?
Good music.
I like the intro. We need to add a buzzer and a bell.
I need a buzzer and a bell.
Bifrost Bridge. That was the name of the
bridge. That's the Bifrost.
Oh, I know the Bifrost. I know what the Bifrost is. But the bridge itself was named Bifrost?
So David won 1-0. He got one. And I think you would have got that answer, too, with Ed Norton, but he went first.
I know. I mean, I've seen it a million times. The TV show referred to it back then. That's bad on my part. I am. I need to go do push-ups or something.
I'm shocked, Pete Shepard. But
Sokovia should have been a no-brainer for me. And that would have had a tiebreaker had I got it.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to come up with a couple more questions just in case. I thought that he couldn't think of one off the top of your head.
I thought these were
Eric Bonilla, that's right. He was in the first
one. I thought these were excellent level questions.
They were.
Too easy,
they
not
were
too
very
hard.
Good. Very well. Well done. Top notch. Very, very great. Great job, and great job to David.
So tomorrow is a Tuesday. Are we doing TV Tuesday?
I'm not privy to any of this information. So
all right.
I just come. I just show up.
Every day at about 4:50.
How do I not get Sokovia? Gee whiz. That is awful on my part.
You lose,
really
sir.
Bad.
Good day,
I
sir.
Do lose.
You
Good
get
day.
Nothing, sir.
I just missed a bunny at the buzzer. That's what I did. Standing under the basket all alone, going for the layup. Don't even try to dunk it.
You
and
totally
I miss it.
That's all right. It happens.
I stink.
A lot of pressure for the first one.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that's how it's going to go every day at this time.
Oh.
And then, boom, just like that,
mercy.
You look
God.
At the clock and it's 5 o'clock. I mean, it's quitting time. It's not for us. We got another hour. But, I mean, you know, for other people. Other people. All right. So when we do that, in case you're just getting in the car, another new feature, our new SportsCenter Rundown. You will like that. That's coming up.
So I need a ding.
Yeah.
I need a buzzer.
Yeah.
You need a couple of extra
And I need some
questions.
Extra questions.
Just in case. Not that you could have thought of one off the top of your head. You could have very easily.
Well, just a tiebreaker, I guess. Put the music back on, 863. That was
catchy, too.
It's very positive.
I like the music. It.
Keeps you in a good mood.
Yes, absolutely.
Very upbeat.
Very well done all the way around.
All right.
Good job to everybody but me.
The latest NFL news.
Get his first question right tomorrow.
That's right. Got the latest.
Ed Norton, I would have got. That's Sokovia's no excuse for not happening. Absolutely no excuse.
All right.
I mean, the Sokovia Accords, all that goes into it, the whole thing.
No excuse.
All right. None. Pete is going to punish himself during the break. We'll be right back. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.